We're getting a taste of winter on this last day of February. It isn't too bad, but it's going to last all day. Let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey, good morning, Rupa.
Can you tell us what's going on right now?
So there's some light snow out there right now. For the most part, visibility is about 1 to 2 miles, although Logan Airport just dropped a little bit to under a mile. We've been mixing with a couple of raindrops from time to time on the outer Cape as well. That's where temperatures are a little bit warmer right now, but it's in the 20s through the interior. So it has been a bit of a fluffier snow in terms of consistency there.
Where and when do you expect there to be other changeovers to rain?
I think that the rain-snow line will make slow northward progress today. So it's still snowing for parts of the Cape. Eventually, by midday to early afternoon, I think that rain-snow line creeps up to the coastline of the South Shore and maybe in Boston by like 3 or 4 p.m. briefly. But I'm talking right at the coastline, and then some cities and towns just west of the city will still be snow. So it's, you know, right at the coastline sort of thing. And this is an all-day snow event. So I know it's, you know, only early morning and it's a generally light event, but it does continue all afternoon for most of us.
And how much snow do you think we should expect when it's all done?
I think no big changes, 2 to 4 inches for most of eastern Massachusetts, 1 to 2 on the Cape. And it looks like north and west of town, Worcester Hills, southwest New Hampshire may see some 4 to 6 inch totals. We've even had some higher totals across Rhode Island and down near New Bedford, where we may end up near like 5 or 6 inches in a few communities down there too.
And then there is another storm on the way, right?
Yeah, so actually, it's a very active pattern. By tomorrow, we'll actually get some melting. We'll be in the 40s. There'll be a late day rain shower tomorrow, maybe an early shower Thursday morning. Thursday will be 45 to 50, but then Friday and Saturday, another storm potential. Just like so many we've had this winter, it looks like a burst of snow changing over to some sleet, freezing rain, plain rain. That rain snow line probably somewhere around the Mass Turnpike. North of that, likely another plowable snow event. The timeline for that would be late Friday and into Saturday. Maybe some wind and coastal concerns with that one too. Not this time around, though.
Gosh, it's a roller coaster. I mean, when I woke up this morning, I expected more snow on the ground. Have you been surprised at the way this storm has turned out?
Not yet, although I will say I just saw a snowfall report come back from New Bedford that had over 3 inches, and Newport, Rhode Island, believe it or not, has close to 6 already. So there have been a couple kind of sneaky, tricky things with this storm. North of Boston, I have about 1 inch right now. It's just, you know, a lot of times in these snow events, you need those really good kind of big fat snowflakes to accumulate. They're really fine flakes north of Boston right now. I do think it's going to fill back in from late morning through the afternoon. So it's not like it's going to come down really hard at one point today. It's just kind of stretched out through the entire day. And that may keep amounts down a little bit in the 2 to 4 inch range for a lot of eastern Massachusetts.
WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rupa.